You're listening to Fitzy's Friday Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. Download the SEN app to make sure you never miss a tip from the Magic Man.
What are you really gambling with?
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Hello, welcome to the Form Lounge, trivia maybe, right around the country. Friday, 12:05. We launch into a big weekend of racing. 0499736736 to join the conversation. As per every Friday, any horse, any race in the majors, major cities, of course, right around the country. Any horse, any race, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, and, of course, in Perth in WA. Still the WA focus here on the Form Lounge, and most of it will be, especially for the next week or so, until we break over the Christmas period, because the racing is heating up. And, well, very shortly, one of our next guests, one of the great blokes, well, they're part of the great bloke training partnership in WA. I'll speak of Dan Pearce, who'll join me very, very shortly. So if you've got any questions on any of their runners at Geraldton and or at Ascot, 0499 736 736. Tom Haylock to join me in a while to take a look at the Ingham up there in Sydney as well. I've covered the Ballarat Cup meeting for you as well. We've got a Tommy 2 play there in the Ballarat Cup with a couple of best bets on the card. And then we'll go to Dan Cripps as we run through the WA card in the West and have a bit of a chat. Straight off the bat, though, had the privilege of meeting this bloke many years ago on a Magic Millions bus trip. They are great fellas, great trainers, part of the Pearce Training Partnership. But I've got Dan Pearce on the line and he joins me. Hello to you, Piercy.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Very well, very well. Mate, have you found the carnival so far? From over east, as you guys would normally say, we've found the track's pretty fair. The racing's been good. Sort of hoping that it doesn't change this week. It's been pretty good so far, in my opinion. How have you found it?
Yeah, good. We had a decent result last week. So that always helps you put a bit of a positive spin on it.
It's the grand final for a lot of the trainers over there. And how far out with these races like, you know, the Northerly, the Railway and the Winterbottom and all these even bigger races? I mean, we've got the Towton Cup. You've got a couple of runners in it as well. And a lot of these features. How far out are you guys thinking about having the horses exactly in the right spot for this? Is that sort of an August, September thing or is it even earlier than that?
No, well, you sort of the two in the Towton, for example, Queen Elena and Black Fantasy. That's probably been a 12-month sort of build. Well, it's building towards a Perth Cup. The Towton Cup is, so those two are on that path, and that's been a 12-month plan to bring them through that line of races. Look, they're both progressing really well, and heading in the right direction for a Perth Cup.
We'll start with your Ascot runners. We'll start with race one in the Magic Millions plate over the 1,000. Pikey in the saddle on the 7. How is Sinful Living?
Yeah, she's good. She's a nice, speedy little filly. She's one of the girls' horses. So Danelle and Chloe, they're putting together ladies' syndicates. And this is one of them. They've had a bit of joy already with Cosmopolitan Girl and Defending and a couple of nice horses. So this is their next one they're rolling out. They're all a big crew of ladies that are all heading up, and pretty exciting for them.
You picked this horse up reasonably cheap, but a couple of the trials look like she might be sharp.
Yeah, it looks really sharp, and that's the sort of style. She's a safeguard filly, and with these the girls' horses, obviously targeting the ladies' bonus with the Magic Millions 2-year-old race and 3-year-old now. They've just introduced a 3-year-old bonus, but we're trying to buy those more precocious sort of styles of horse. She certainly fits that mould.
I know you guys are very good with horses over a trip. This horse did carry a nomination for the Perth Cup, but you got done with the Blues in race 3, number 8. It looks right up to this. CJP on the 54.5. Just got rolled by Diamond Scene on that race. So I'm pretty sure that was the race that got put back a week, wasn't it? Called off because of the heat?
Yeah, it was. Put back a week. She keeps drawing awful, but she drew wide last week and ended up having to go back to last, got a long way off them. And she did take the shortcuts in the run, but she was a long way off the leaders In the run, but yeah, she's tracking well, going along well, and yeah, like you say, when she's got a nom there for the Perth Cup, really well bred filly, really well bred mare, so yeah, if we can switch to those couple of stakes races after this, she could pick up some black type. It'll be very, very valuable to her.
So the quick backup wasn't the original plan with that race being pushed back. Is that how you've seen it, and that's probably not going to be an issue?
No, I don't think so. She's pulled up well, come through it well, and those stayers, you know, once you get them fit and up to the racing, they can do the backup.
Let's go to the Towton. You've got number 4, Black Fantasy. I was going to make this one of my best of the day, Piercy, but someone's already knocked the price off, already into $1.70 from $2.25 on the open.
Yeah, right, $1.70, yeah.
Yeah, and I went to have a crack last night, and it was even gone then. I really like the running behind Be Optimistic. We see that go around a bit later. Casino 17's been in pretty good form. Like, those two horses have been absolutely flying, so I would have thought in here that you'd be riding this up to your neck, but gee whiz, the price has gone.
Yeah, no, well, he looks on paper, looks like he's going to be very hard to beat. So obviously people have identified that. He unlucky to start before last, and then we wanted to get him. We were sort of half keeping the railway option alive, and then when we didn't go that way, we've ended up having to back him up last week and step sharply up in trip, just to get him on this line of races now. So he went the 7 days last start and up, I think he went up 600 metres, 700 metres in distance. Yeah, now he's gone the standard 2 weeks into this one. So yeah, look, it looks a really good race for him.
And you got Queen Alina in the race as well. You're placing the Lucky Grey. This looks like a horse that races sort of suit it too.
Yeah, well, she, we're getting back to what we were saying before, 12 months ago, she was on a Perth Cup prep and ended up going amiss, and so this has been 12 months down the track. We're back in the same position heading down that Perth Cup line. So yeah, we've been building towards this. I think she's going really well. She was a good run last start, and yeah, she's I'm sure if she runs through this line of races, she's going to pick one up. She's bumped into the stable mate, which is going pretty well.
You've got in the Westspeed race, you've got Climb on Top. Ollie goes aboard, draws okay, no joy last start whatsoever. Can you get Ollie a win on the way out here?
Yeah, he's going really well, the horse. I hope so, and I hope so for Neville Duncan as well. That was Neville wanted to try and get Ollie on a couple over the carnival, just as a bit of a you know, for old time's sake. And yeah, so I hope. Hope we can be part of that story, but yeah, the horse is going really well, and yeah, like you say, he's run last start. It was the best last you've ever seen. Just no luck, and like Clint said, he just needed half a split because he was bolting. So unfortunately, it didn't come his way, but yeah, look, he's come through that run really well, as they tend to when they have those sort of runs. And yeah, goes to the races really well, really good order tomorrow.
It's all the better for us, though, when we want to have a bet next time in, though, because people only look at the form guide and don't understand why, Dan.
Yeah, I reckon you don't really have to be a form analyst to look at that race and see that he didn't have much joy. But yeah, like you say, he was pretty painful viewing, but yeah, hopefully we can get a bit of luck. He's drawn a little bit with a bit of room tomorrow, room to move. So yeah, hopefully Ollie can give him a good steer.
XL trained Ollie again in race number 6. This is a horse that can run fresh. You've had the one trial here. It'll be up on speed. Nice little price. This looks like a really good place, maybe slight winning chance.
Yeah, I think he trialled really good. I think he's a nice horse. He's going to be in for a good preparation. Just whether whether at the 1200 first up in a big field, whether tomorrow's his day, I'm not 100% sure. But he's like, the horse is going fantastic. Yeah, if you liked him, I certainly wouldn't be talking you out of it.
Before I move on to your Geraldton runners, because we're playing in the West all day, and I hope you don't mind if we touch on a couple of those, but. Out like Black Fantasy, probably your best, but outside of it, out of Black Fantasy, which would you think your best would be at at Ascot?
Oh, I'd like the climb on top, each way odds. I think, like you say, he was had a zero luck last start. So I think, I think with a bit more luck tomorrow, I think he's probably a good each way chance.
In Geraldton race two, number four, you got King of France.
He's probably a bit plain last start. He needs to improve. We're hoping out to the 14. We'll probably try and ride him a bit cold and just see if the 1400's the key. He's a horse that's shown a bit of ability. But he needs to improve.
Race three, number seven, Play With Desire.
He's going well. He won his maiden down at Bunbury quite well, two starts back. Look, he's doesn't find the world's strongest race up there, so he could be in the mix for sure.
This is one I did want to ask you on. Race four, number four, All Brave. And it's a horse that knocked the maiden off at Kalgoorlie. You've had a couple of trials that were there or thereabouts, but I don't think you found the strongest race here in race four.
No, he's going well. And he should get a good run from the gate. He went up to Kalgoorlie and won. I think he won first up last preparation, didn't he? He's a nice enough horse.
And Budgerigar, good chance too in race five, number seven.
Yeah, he'll be the best of the day up there. He went up there 10 days ago. He won really well. Looks to get the same run. He's gone soft. Probably box seats again. I think he should be pretty hard to beat.
What's a male kicking around like with it? These Eastern States horses come over and they stay around. They try to pinch your money. It was good to see Bustler get it done and stay locally. Is everyone sort of hoping that Zaki gets rolled by someone locally on the weekend?
It's that fine line, isn't it? Like you want the Eastern Status to come and sort of boost our racing, and then if you got to keep the profile of the racing over here and the prize money and whatnot. But I don't, our horses are good as well, and we prove that when we come over, we travel horses to the east and they always perform. So I don't think it's sort of bring your horse over to Perth and it's an easy beat. And Butler showed that again. He's a locally bred playing god. Like I say, it's the fine line of getting that quality and keeping the quality of racing up. And us still all being able to get an earn as well.
Do you fellas be pretty active through the sales period? Can people, I stress this highly on SEN track right around the country, WA is one of the best places to own a horse from a prize money and training perspective, but you guys would be active and have a few slots available for a few in the east, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%. I think our West Speed scheme is as strong as any in the country. When you're racing for solid money, the return you're getting for what you're what you're having to outlay compared to some of your bigger sales on the East Coast, we think it's a great place to race horses.
Dan, I did notice that all your racing's done at Geraldton by race five, and at Ascot you're done by race six. Is that on purpose so that you can have a beer sooner rather than later?
Well, I'll be having a beer. I'll be having a beer before the last race. Don't worry about that. We'll be able to sit back and relax and watch the Group One.
Mate, appreciate your time as always. You get no bigger supporter of WA racing over here in the east than me. I love going over there. Hope you have a good run on the weekend. Get a couple of these home and look forward to chatting to you again sometime soon.
Beauty, mate. Thank you. Cheers.
Dan Pearce here from Dan and Ben Pearce, Pearce Racing. Stars, good fellas. If you want to get involved in a horse, I say this time and time and time again. From a training fee to a prize money perspective, there is no greater gap. It's the largest gap anywhere in the country. It's the best place to own a horse is in WA. The best place to own a horse is in WA. Hey, 0499 736 736. Dan Cripps to run through the Ascot meeting in a while. I'll run through the Ballarat Cup meeting with you, probably on the other side of this break. Tom Haylock will run through Randwick. But if you've got a question on any of the majors, that's any of the majors. 0499 736 736. Mitchell Bayer also to join me too. He's going to jump in and give us a few tips as well. 0499 736 736. Any horse, any race. Two places I don't really like this weekend are Eagle Farm and Morfettville. I think Ballarat we can make money. Sydney, we can make a little bit, but like I've been saying for 3 weeks, West is best. This is the Form Lounge. Miles Fitzner with you right around the country. It's 20 past 12.
You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. You're listening to Fitzy's Friday Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. Download the SEN app to make sure you never miss a tip from the Magic Man.
What are you really gambling with?
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge, 23 past 12 on your Friday. I'll give you one little one too in a little while for Moonee Valley tonight. But when we talk tips, when we talk blokes that are good at tipping, there's one name that's at the top of my list every single time, and that's the super freak himself, Mitch Abaya. He's kind enough to join me. Hello, eBay.
Hello, Fitzy. Thanks for a little intro there. Always love jumping on your shows, mate.
Hey, just quickly, I wanted to touch on the Melbourne Cup. What a finish. What a finish to a great, like one of the big greyhound races, if not the biggest greyhound race. That's an unbelievable greyhound finish, that.
Yeah, it was awesome, especially the way the story went as well. Aussie Rocks went from one trainer to another. The greyhounds jumped out the ground. Box five, a draw that most people put a line through straight away. And I think the more fascinating part of the story was that the greyhound outclassed a couple of other real quality greyhounds and surprised everyone to win. But one of the owners had a 1,000 on the nose at 23. So you're running for 650,000 in prize money. Obviously the owner gets half of that, and still got the nuts to go and have 1,000 on it.
Hey, did you at any point in the run when they went down the back, did you give that, like, you're very good at calling them in the race, and we know that from the Lids Fly stuff about what's looking like it's going to win, but did you give it any chance, like, to get back to the inside after the corner and then surge? I just didn't see that happening.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I wasn't really paying too much attention to that dog because it was all the talk was about Big Energy. So Big Energy had gone up next to Aussie Rocks, and I just thought to myself, Big Energy gets around Aussie Rocks here down the back, he was going to be too good. But it was late when I really took notice of Aussie Rocks and where he was. I thought that 600-metre campaign that he had at the Meadows not too long ago has put him in good stead, and he's going to be hard to run down if he gets around up the fence. So in races like that, it wasn't as though there was only two greyhounds out front fighting it out. There was about four or five turning for home, and, he was the beneficiary of taking the rails run, and Big Energy had to scout pretty wide. So, it's just a fascinating race. It always is, the Melbourne Cup, and it can throw up roughies, and we saw that last year with the Archie Bale as well.
That's what happens when you go back and find the Dulux.
Exactly right. Scrape the Dulux and you'll go well.
Hey, just before I get some tips for you for the weekend, hey, how's our greyhound going? I was going to ask you the other day.
Yeah, just started galloping, mate. So
beauty.
Had a chat with Mitty Lewis yesterday. It might have been the day before, sorry. And obviously just recovered from a little wrist injury, which they all pick up when they go to the breakers. They're put under extreme pressure opposed to what they're used to. And, it's come along well. And, just started to gallop. So hopefully we'll be trialling in the not-too-distant future.
So it's a bit like horses going shin sore. They can just get, when they're put under a little bit of pressure, they can just get those injuries just to toughen sort of those elements of them.
Yeah, exactly right. Spot on. So it's a common injury with greyhounds that they injure a metacarpal at the breakers. And when I got her back, I went and got her checked by my checker, and he goes, "Oh, gee, she's done it good here. She'll be on the sidelines for a little while just to get her right, but make sure you do it properly, get her right, and she'll be ready to rock and roll." So he had no issues with the way she was, and it wasn't drastic or anything like that, but just she'd had enough there to suggest she wasn't going to get around the track at the breakers going 100%, which was a nice little positive. You want to walk away from the breakers getting the dog broken in with not an excuse, but a reason to find genuine improvement. So otherwise, sometimes you can say, well, they're not chasing hard enough, or they're just as tough as bricks.
Yeah. Oh, righty, I will keep an eye on it. We haven't named it yet, have we?
No, we haven't. There's plenty of ideas, I reckon, for a few of you boys.
A few of those boys, perhaps included, want to throw a few around. Hey, what have you got for us this weekend? It can be today, it can be tomorrow, it can be Sunday. What are you liking where?
Let's talk about, I'll give you a couple of Hillsville tips just for today.
Yep.
and then we'll go to tomorrow. Let's go Hillsville race. Actually, race six coming up in a few minutes' time. I don't mind the two each way on the mint. Steps up in distance, drawn well, is a chance of leading, is $6 into $4.60 back out to $5.50. Just a small little play there. I'm not saying absolutely smoke it off the map because it's not really one of the best bets that we've hit years back. Then a greyhound I tipped on this show a while ago now, but race eight, number three, Crowds Are Smiling, $6 and $2.40. In a pretty weak race, to be honest, and I think it'll get a nice run in the race. So race eight, number three, Crowds Are Smiling.
Beautiful. So 6-2, not really a best, but 8-3 we're going to play. And then where are we going elsewhere?
Yeah, play each one. Yeah, and then we're going to go to tomorrow, the Meadows. So the 6 seats of the Silver Chief, this race always produces the absolute goods. And let's start with a distance race before that. Let's go race 3, number 7, Vega Black. Was a disappointing run last time out at Shepparton, but I don't think it handles the country circuits. It likes the city tracks. This is a pretty weak distance race, to be fair, and it will be running it out very strong. So race 3, number 7, Vega Black. Then we'll get into some of the Silver Chief heats. There was a couple of races there that some very, very classy animals are going around, as you expect. Race 5, number 7, In the Hub. Drawn well out wide in box 7. It absolutely broke the clock at Sandown Park a couple of runs ago, when it went 29-13, had pressure last time out and didn't like it. And from the wide draw, it won't have any pressure whatsoever. So race 5, number 7, In the Hub. You get to see the likes of Tim Zoo go around in race 6. We'll skip that one. He's $1.50.
Yep.
He's pretty short. We'll go to race 8, number 1, Zipping Lincoln. A really nice each-way play here. $6.50 and $1.80. Has placed in its last three starts. Loves an inside draw. And I think the Horsham run 3 runs ago when it went 23-14 has put it in good sprinting stead here. Usually a greyhound that can be a tad tardy at box rise, but race 8, number 1, Zipping Lincoln. And then we will roll over to one of the more multi sort of inclusions in race 10, number 1, Rocket Riot for Jason Thompson. This greyhound should be winning. It's a weak race. It's $1.50, but including all multis, race 10, number 1, Rocket Riot.
Mitchie, you're an absolute jet. Loved most of your tipping right throughout the year, my friend. You've been flying. Love your work on .com with the Greyhounds and the work you've done with Sportsbet. Hey, see you soon for a beer before I go on holidays.
Yeah, sounds good, mate. I really appreciate it. And we will have to catch up for a beer or 20 over the next week or so. So it'll be, good to see you.
See you, mate. We'll chat to you later.
See you, brother.
Mitch Abaya there. Go follow him at Mitch Abaya. He's a jet. The super freak knows exactly what he's doing. Couple off the text machine before I get to the news. I'm playing Tricks of the Trade and forgot you place bets in the Northerly. Both better horses and the price suggest. Tricks will get the run and forgot you now acclimatised. Just needs cover. Yeah, I'm probably happy to... Tricks of the Trade, maybe to place. I think one of the ones tomorrow in that race off the text is A Lot of Good Men would be the one that I'd be putting into place. $3.10 currently at the moment for the Andrews to in at 52 keg. So I think Zip Away and A Lot of Good Men, the 15 and 16, very, very similar to how we played the race the week before. We go with the one on top, Zaki, and then we've got the Zip Away and A Lot of Good Men are going to be the two, probably Tricks, maybe one of the other picks. I'm happy to risk the Eastern States horses outside of it, like Zoom On and Forgot You. Most definitely. Whoever that was, put your name to your text. Hey, Fitzy, pretty keen on A Little Deep tomorrow at Ballarat. What are your thoughts? It'd help if you send me the race number, but what have I got? Race 7, A Little Deep. Yeah, I thought Spicy Margs in that race can run well as well. I was probably going to have a same race multi. Nice win at Maui, though. Yes, and that's right, it beat Funzel. So, yeah, I wouldn't talk you out of it. Zoo Sensations also can run well. VC, I've got a lot of time for. The 10, the stablemate. And, of course, Spicy Marks. So, 8, 10, 12 and 4 probably in that race. Keep them coming. 0499 736 736. We're going to jump to the news. Tom Haylock to have a look at Randwick on the other side of this. So run through a few there. I've got 3 that I like in race 2, race 6. And, of course, we'll cover the Ingham. I like one in it, race number 7. This is the Form Lounge. Miles Fitzner with you. Back in a moment.
You're listening to Fitzy's Friday Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. Download the SEN app to make sure you never miss a tip from the Magic Man.
What are you really gambling with?
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge on a Friday, 12:34. Still got Dan Cripps to come to take a look at Ascot. I'll quickly run through a few at Ballarat for you, 0499 736 736. But time to turn our attention to Sydney. And who better to chat to than the superstar himself, the co-host of the Sunday Betfair Edge. I'll see him again on Sunday, Tommy Haylock. Hello to you, Tommy.
Hello, mate. No Thomas Tank Engine intro this week?
No. Well, you're at a lunch. I was trying to keep it short enough for you. Now, tell me about the lunch.
No, that's good. There's a few people from the industry, which is good. Just a Christmas lunch, mate. Just starting the entrees, so you got me at a good time.
So a few people from the industry, what, no invite or not, or is that
no,
upper-level industry?
I got invited. I wasn't the one sending the invites for a change, mate.
So give it. Can you run us through the guest list?
No, more Racing Victoria. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Yep, so can't run us through that. Yep, weak. No. All right, let's go to the Ingham. I like Detonator Jack again. Maybe Cepheus as a roughie. Maybe to risk a few of these others. How did you find it?
Cool. Oh, I've got no idea in the Ingham. I'm keen, it's probably the least race I'm keen to talk about from the meeting. It's impossible. There's so many different form lines. Williamsburg, obviously, very close to winning last start, probably does, and obviously didn't get the protest. But interests me, there's a lot of horses. Deno Jack flying, personal best rating last start, and can follow up the stable and Colette's a go-to rider there. But no huge interest from me in the Ingham, mate. It's a $2 million race. Can you believe it was worth $250,000 a couple of years ago? So,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Well, what, race one or race
we'll start
one?
At race five. Race what? Five, mate. We'll start
Righto,
at race
five. Yep. Race five. Blue Stratum English for the McAvoy camp.
Yes. I've got Blue Stratum on top. Obviously, it ties into Kiramar, Dave Eustace, Odinson. They're both very good. Blue Stratum had a big boom on him prior to the debut. Oh, he's going to run at Mooney Valley and was a very short price in the English race there, but scratched from that, didn't get a run. I thought he did enough on that debut there at Flemington. Did a bit wrong, and I think he'll improve from that. I've got him on top, but the horse I'm keen to play in is number seven, Deceris. This horse has had one jump out and moved very nicely. The trial form's actually stacked up and a big price here. So the winner, the horse that beat Deceris at that trial came out, won a trial again. The third horse, Tokyo Lady, came out, won a trial again. So the form stacks up. She moved really well. I like the stable off one trial, kept fresh for 1,000 metres. Going to be hard to beat and a big price there. So a bit of value there, Miles.
Beautiful, like it. Race six, the Santa Cup. I'm going to give I'm in to win another go here. I was with it first up, then again second up. I'm going to give it one more.
Four of those through that benchmark 88 at Newcastle, won by One Glass Bay. I'm in it to win, led there and just nabbed late. I'm kind of risking that form. I wanted to be with Foxy Cleopatra, but she's scratched. I'm taking a punt on Superior at a bit of value, Miles. Again, not a primary bet by any means, but this horse, I like the setup. Wasn't beating far on a big price last week. Gets the back up to 2,000 metres and firmer footing, I think, suits Superior. So I'm just happy to maybe include him at a bit of a price there.
Race 8, I hate it.
I'm very keen, Race 8. My best bet, best punting race of the weekend, Miles.
Love it.
I'm risking the favourite Insurrection, way too short for me. Ties in through recommendation. They come through the Warra. And they both contested the benchmark 100 on November 7 as well, where five of these come through. Recommendation ran second in that benchmark 100, beat home all rivals, meets them all better at the weights for that as well. Barrier 1's a little query, but Blink is back on, major player. I've got recommendation on top. My other primary on the day is number 12, Perfect Thought. This horse, big price because of 1,200 metres, but also accepted in 1,100 metre race, Miles. So it tells me they're fresh enough here. I love the trial over 1,045 metres, barrier 4, 53 kilos, and got class, Perfect Thought. So at a big price, one of my better bets on the program, race 8, number 12, Perfect Thought, and having something also recommendation and laying Insurrection.
Race 9, not all that keen either from me.
Yeah, race 9 and 10 are pretty hard. Race 10, Broodenell's bit of interest, Mount Eye as well. It's a really interesting race. It's the last two are pretty tricky for me, but pretty keen on race 8. Better bets on the program there.
Race 10, I thought Lady Laguna was overs at 850 and 260. I want to ask you on just a couple of other quick ones. Oh, race 2, number 2, I like Zoetica.
Yeah, it goes well. Obviously, in good form. Good win, high rating win last start. Just from that heavy 8 at Kembla, got to go to a firmer track now, but has class. I can't talk you out of Zoetica, mate.
All righty. So your best on the card at Randwick?
Best on the card is Perfect Thought and Recommendation. That's my best betting race for the weekend. I'm pretty keen in the Group 1 as well, Miles, over in the West.
Yeah. What do you like?
Well, I might be crazy, but I've got the favourite, Zaki Mark Shorter. It's a simple case of if he turns up, he wins. And I think he's more likely to turn up than not. He's 10 of his last 12 ratings are far superior than anything else in the race. And you just got to ask yourself, if he does turn up, I believe he wins. There's no issue with the map. He settles outside lead or finds a perfect position. James McDonald's not leaving Hong Kong to ride this, to run midfield. So it tells me the horse is going well. I think he's more inclined to turn up and run well. And if he does, I think he'll win. So I'm happy to take the $2.60-odd.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a really solid bet, Zaki, and I've just had two small ones on the two down the bottom, the lighter ones. But if he turns up, he wins in full agreeance. Hey, mate, appreciate your time as always. Go and enjoy your lunch, and I'll see you over the weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to chatting Sunday, mate. Thank you. All the best. Yeah.
Tommy Haylock there. He's an absolute ripper. He's walked out during entrees. Absolute jet. Quick break on the other side of this. Quick look at Ballarat to come. Dan Cripps to come, and then best bets. I've got one at Ballarat that I like. It was 16s. It's now 11s. I'll give you a quick insight into the Ballarat Cup. More to come on the Form Lounge.
You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. You're listening to Fitzy's Friday Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. Download the SEN app to make sure you never miss a tip from the Magic Man.
What are you really gambling with?
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge on a Friday. Miles Fitzner with you, 0499 736 736. The main man in the West at the moment, because Terence Von Leighton is still recovering after the win of Be Optimistic, is one Dan Cripps, and he joins me. Hello to you, Cripper.
Fitzy, my friend. How are we going?
I'm very well, very well. Mate, how did you find last week? Ended up all right for me in the end too. It's been good going over there from a punting perspective, I think.
Yeah, it was a funny day. I was on the floor early, but sort of had to wait for the best until last, and that was with Overpass. And, when he came around the corner and he looked the winner at the turn, didn't he? There was no stopping him. So good to see class prevail, and, yeah, got me out of a bit of a hole and ended up in front. So what more do you want?
I turned around and walked away as soon as it rounded the corner. I didn't even watch the end of it. Mate, I've got about 5 minutes, if I can. I want to try to quickly flick through the card. If you don't like a race, just say, nah, no play. Race one, the Magic Millions, two-year-old. Oh, I've got no idea here. I'm just going to maybe five or the seven. Spoke to Piercy before. There'd be two chances.
Yeah, for sure. Two-year-old races aren't my go, but hard to miss the trial of Marty Girl, Simon Miller, two-year-olds are normally pretty good strategies. In saying that, even money, it depends what type of punter you are, but, yeah, no bet for me.
Race two in the three-year-olds, I'm pretty similar. I've got no firm opinion here.
Really looking forward to this race. Intriguing runner is Final Siren. Comes up from Albany, so it's a huge step up in class and obviously has to get on the float, but what he's done in his two runs... he's won by about 10 lengths over his two runs. The data backs it up. He's done it under a handbrake and the form's actually held up around him. So while at around $3, I'm not keen to dive into him just yet. If he keeps drifting, then I think he might be a pretty nice horse and he's going to measure up in town. So just one to watch, number six, Final Siren.
Let's go to race number three. Demolish is short enough here. I got Piercy on because I did give Dumb of the Blues some hope.
Yeah, staying race, which he's leaving me completely out of it and look at it.
Yep, race four, the Towton Cup, another staying race. Look, I'm with Black Fantasy as one of my best of the day. You're getting no spoils now, but I'd even put Queen Alina in a same race mould if you can do something there. We'll go straight to race five. This is a West Speed race. Now, Piercy did say that he thought Climb on Top was probably the best each way of his of the day, and they've tried to line one up for Ollie here to finish, but I might follow it because I didn't really have an opinion before that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Look, for me, there's nearly every horse in this race raced against each other last time. There wasn't a lot between them. So I thought Plays with Fire had her chance and she was a little bit weak over the final 100. I just expected her to win from with the run that she had. So at $2.80, I reckon that we can bet around her. Agree completely with Clom on top. He just got no daylight whatsoever in that same race. He does tend to miss the kick, so he probably gets back and will need a good ride. But, yeah, like you said, you've got Damien Oliver on board, so hopefully he can weave his magic one more time. Outside of him, look, as I said, there's just a heap of chances. One who does interest me somewhat is the four success play. In that same race, he was deep the trip and only beaten under half a length. So if he can get to the breeze and not spend too many petrol tickets, then I reckon he will run a good race at a double-figure quote on a day where, with the easterly wind in play, it might be tough to make ground.
Let's go to race number six, the Drummond over the 1,200. Look, Celebrity Princess keeps letting me down. It draws bad. We know Vampy got play. Vampy at play's got some sort of ability. Stormy Tawny's been supported after its last two. This is a no-bet race for me.
Yeah, looks really tough. Stormy Tawny is impressive, but it's a horse, Pike and Grant Alana, that would always go around under my price. Thought she was, while she was good against the bias last start, the leader died that day, which just really brought the back market into it. So while she's at $3, I'll take her on. But in saying that, just don't really know what's back to beat her. Vampy at play, awesome trial, but is resuming off her injury-enforced layoff, 380 days between runs. So, I mean, Neville Parnham is, he could train whatever he wanted at the moment. So if she gets some luck from one, she can win. I really like Falcon Trader as a horse, and he trialled really nicely. But in saying that, got the apprentice on from barrier 10 in a race chock full of speed. So I just don't know how he wins. Yeah, like you said, it's probably a race he just looks messy. So happy to steer clear, I think.
Race seven, I know there's going to be some support for Play That Funky Music, especially if it goes leaderish again. It got away with it last time, but I'm all about Hanchy here. That Placid Arc form will be good enough. This is one of my better bets of the day.
Yeah, okay, I'm against you here. I was really surprised with the early support for Hanchy. I couldn't.
So most of it's mind cripper. Oh, crap.
That makes sense now. So, no, I know there's a few other good judges that are quite keen on him, so I might have egg on my face here, but just 1,200 back to 1,000. He's not the best beginner, so he ends up potentially three back the fence. We'll need a bit of luck. I thought there was better $3 chances on the card again, but it's a bit of a day like this. I just couldn't find anything where I could come to beat him with much confidence. Well, for the sake of a tip, I'll go some value and put Sky Duke on top. Really strong first up winner. Albeit did get a really leaderish Bunbury track to suit. If he can lead on a day like we said with the Eastley in play, he will give some cheek. But in saying that, like you said, Play That Funky Music has been flying and he wants to be right up there. So, and throw in a horse like 8-9 The Man, who will also be on speed. So they might just overcook it up front, which, you know, hopefully for your sake, brings horses like Hanchy and Succession into the race.
So I'm just trying to write 12... Five. You're trying to help me with McCordy here too. Let's go to the feature, which is a northerly. Now, how I'm going to play this is how I played the other race with Overpass, is I'm just going to hit Zaki as hard as I can and then back the two down in the weights, being Zip Away and A Lot of Good Men. And if they get up, I don't need a lot on to still make a quid.
Yeah, like this. You know, on a day, as you could, you can sense, I don't really like much on the card, but this is clear best bet of the day territory. And I feel like it's a bit of deja vu from last week. I'm just going in and backing the class Eastern States horse against a, look, I don't want to say a weak bunch, because this field of locals is definitely better than the Winterbottom field, but they seem a very even bunch. And I don't think any of them would be getting within 1.5 lengths of winning a Cox Plate like Zaki did two starts ago. So look, to put it quite simply, if he turns up, I think he just wins. Jane McDonald coming over from Hong Kong for one ride, you know, read into that what you like. You'd like to think that he wouldn't be making the effort if they didn't think that Zaki was going good. So Matt looks to Matt well, should either sit outside the leader or maybe even get 1-1. And yeah, I mean, how do they beat him if he turns up? The one horse I'm going to save on and more of a place heavy bet is the number two, Tricks of the Trade.
Quickly if you can here, brother.
So, yep. The more I look at this replay, the more I think he probably should have won the railway last start. Matt's to get every chance at around 20-1. He can definitely run a place 1/3.
His last 10 of his 12 ratings have belt the life out of this field, Zaki. Cripper, so your best is Zaki. Anything in race 9 very, very quickly, because I'm stuff out of time.
No, Starry Heights, too short. You'd have to bet Billy Ray each way.
Appreciate your time, as always. I can go follow you at Cripps Racing, your tip and snipe every week, mate. I love it. Chat soon.
Good stuff, Izzy. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Dan Cripps there from Cripps Racing. Go follow him on Twitter. Sign up. He's worth it. We're going to go to a quick break. Back with Best Bets, other side.
You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. You're listening to Fitzy's Friday Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. Download the SEN app to make sure you never miss a tip from the Magic Man.
What are you really gambling with?
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge. We are fresh out of time. Just very, very quickly, yes, I think Baldinho off the text is a big chance in the last. It's time for the best bets. We'll start with the features. Ballarat Cup, Tommy Two Play, Young Werther and Ain't No Deal Done. The Ingham, I'm with Detonator Jack. And at Ascot in the Northerly, I'm with Zaki Hard and just a very small one, Zip Away and a lot of good men. Time for the best bets. We'll start Moonee Valley tonight. Race 3, number 1, Flick to Fine Leg, our Cacklin Rosie. Randwick, Race 2, number 2, Zoetica. Race 6, number 9, I'm in to win. Ballarat, Race 1, number 5, Sunset Dreaming. And then wait for this, Race 4, number 10, Miss Baltimore. $11. 11 bucks, Race 4, number 10, Miss Baltimore. And then at Ascot, Race 4, number 4, Black Fantasy. Race 7, number 10, Hanchy. And then Race 9, number 6, Starry Heights. We multi the two. All available up on the podcast, all my Dabble profile. They'll all go up by the SEN Track Hub as well. They're all up there. But yep, Baldinho can win the last. Enjoy your weekend, team. Stay with us. Trackside coming at you. But I'm on Trackside tomorrow for Saturday. And you can listen in the Mounting Yard then for all the best bets. We'll see you soon.